How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, okay.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, if both of you could just state your names and titles, I will check these levels.
Okay. Hi, my name is Aisha Tyler, and I'm an actor and author.
Hi, this is Dr. Angela Wilson. I'm a practicing obstetrician and gynecologist.
Perfect. Okay, Ms. Tyler, I'll start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the Make the Commitment campaign?
Sure. The Make the Commitment campaign is a campaign to educate women and get them to make the commitment to talk to their doctor about the human papillomavirus, and specifically informing them about the fact that HPV can cause cervical cancer, to get women to make the commitment to ask their doctor about ways to prevent both HPV and cervical cancer. And it's a campaign that's sponsored in part by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and also the Step Up Women's Network. Obviously, the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation, I could say that a little slower, but I've had so much coffee today. The Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation is a foundation that's dedicated to researching preventable cancers and giving information and research to help people prevent cancer. And the Step Up Women's Network is an organization that is created to empower women. And so, obviously, those are both kind of connected in this campaign that we're trying to empower women to first learn about HPV and its relationship to cervical cancer, and to make the commitment to talk to their doctors about how to prevent contracting HPV. And that's what the commitment, Make the Commitment campaign is all about. And I got involved because I really care about the empowerment of women and women's health. And I just thought it was such an important thing to talk to women about, getting out there, learning this information. This is a preventable cancer. It's so rare to find a cancer that we know how and why people get it, and that there are steps that we can take to prevent it. So that was why I got involved.
Okay, great. Doctor, I'll ask you a quick question. What are some of the ways people can help protect themselves against cervical cancer?
Well, that's one of the things that we talk about with this campaign, with Make the Commitment campaign. Basically, what we found is that HPV is a known cause of cervical cancer. HPV is a virus. It's sexually transmitted. And it's thought that over 20 million Americans are affected by HPV, with over half of those being between the ages of 15 and 25. Now, most of the time, most women who are infected with HPV, they don't know it. They get infected and they have no symptoms. And in most cases, women do clear the virus. However, there are cases where the viral infection will remain dormant and basically can progress to changes in the cervix as well as the cervical cancer. Approximately 800 women are going to be diagnosed with cervical cancer. The great thing is that this is preventable. We prevent this by doing regular screening. We do regular screening via pap smears, regular screening through HPV detection. And through those two main things, we can really prevent this cancer because we can catch these things very early on. So that's why with this campaign, basically we're really urging women to go out, talk to their healthcare providers about the exact ways that, in their specific situation, they need to be screened, and to really just be aware that there is a way to prevent cervical cancer.
Okay, here in Texas, the HPV vaccine is a pretty big issue right now, with the governor trying to mandate it for young girls. Is the campaign talking about the HPV vaccine at all, about recommending that for young girls?
The campaign is really stressing talking to your doctor about HPV and talking to your doctor about ways to prevent cervical cancer. We know that there's several ways that we can do that, and it's going to be individualized for every patient. And so basically the goal of the Make the Commitment campaign is really to just stress the importance of talking to your doctor about it.
Okay. Can I just ask you, what are your thoughts on the HPV vaccine?
My thoughts basically are to really talk to your doctor about getting screened, because, for everybody out there, everything is very individualized, and so I can't really make a blanket statement on what's good, what's bad, So basically, I think the main goal is to really talk to your doctor about it. It's a very individualized situation, and so the main thing is to talk to your doctor about it, and then the crux of the entire way to prevent cervical cancer is really screening through pap smears and HPV testing.
All right. Did either of you have anything else to add?
I would just add that I think what, this is maybe not the right word, but what's exciting about the Make the Commitment campaign and about what's happening right now is that information is getting to women, that there's a lot of discussion about this. It's exciting that we know now that there's this defined link between HPV and cervical cancer, and that there are real ways, real steps that everybody can take right now to prevent getting cervical cancer. And it's so rare that you know such specific information about a cancer and how to prevent it. And so for me, why I'm excited to be a part of this is that I like the idea that we're able to get this information to women, that they can go to makethecommitment.org and learn more about HPV and cervical cancer, and then literally go and have this conversation with their doctors and make the decision that's right for them about how to deal with this issue, how to get screened, how to prevent themselves from getting HPV, and how to eventually, you know, prevent cervical cancer. So it's great that there's this information out there. Women should learn. They should really take control of their own physical health and have this conversation with their doctors who know them best, and really make an informed decision. And so I think it's great when there's information that can help people protect their health, and that's what I think is really great about the Make the Commitment campaign and about the dialogue that's happening right now.
It is very exciting to have all that information out there now. Doctor, did you have anything else to add?
No, I think I, you know, pretty much disagree that, you know, the issue is really getting everybody informed, and that's why I as well is just very excited that this campaign is in progress, just because, you know, this is something that I do every day. This is, you know, what I counsel patients about every day. And on a larger scale, some people still don't realize that HPV is a cause of cervical cancer, and that there are ways to prevent it. And, you know, oftentimes patients are a little bit scared to come in and, you know, really talk about it, or scared of being, you know, hearing what they've been told. But this is really something that, you know, does not have to be a scary process whatsoever, because there's so much that we can do about it, and there's so many ways that we can prevent it. So,
all right, great. Well, thank you both for your time and all the information. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.